Zimbabwe and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're looking at the dismissal by the Supreme Court of an appeal filed by 14 CCC lawmakers who were seeking to overturn the recall from Parliament by one self-appointed Interim Secretary General, Sengezo Shabangu. The case was dismissed on technicality. CCC denies Shabangu as their member. But first, we'll be looking at the World AIDS Day, which is commemorated on December the 1st annually worldwide. The United Nations AIDS Agency is calling for action to enable and support communities to lead in the fight to end the disease. Meanwhile, to help combat the disease in Africa, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, was established in 2003. Since then, over $100 billion has been invested in the global HIV/AIDS response through PEPFAR. According to the U.S. government data, the program has saved 25 million lives and prevented millions of HIV infections. For more on the fight against HIV/AIDS and the impact of PEPFAR, particularly in Africa, VOA spoke with Dr. John Kegesango, U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator and Special Representative for Health Diplomacy.
President Joe Biden extended a warm welcome and spoke of major plans while hosting Angolan President João Lourenço for the first time. Biden cast this rare Oval Office visit by an African leader as an exemplar of his retooled Africa strategy.
And as you've heard me say before, America is all in on Africa.
Their hour-long meeting Thursday mainly focused on a U.S.-funded rail corridor that runs from Angola's oil-rich coast deep into the African interior, where China and the U.S. are competing for access to resources. It cuts through volatile southern Congo, which is rich in rare earth minerals, and dips into copper-rich Zambia. The two also agreed to hold in 2024 a dialogue focused on the secure and stable supply of energy. The U.S. has held similar talks with oil giant Nigeria.
The U.S. engagement in the Lobito Corridor in telecommunications and energy, mainly green energy, is an evidence of that support, because infrastructures like those will help the development not only of Angola, but the whole African continent.
VOA asked the White House how this corridor, to which Biden has committed $1 billion, can work without peace in Congo, which is part of Lourenço's work as the African Union's top peace envoy. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby didn't say what steps the administration is taking to support Lourenço's efforts in the troubled region, where matters are further complicated by a few long-serving leaders with large personalities, well-documented violations of human rights, civil liberties, and democratic practices, and a history of interfering in one another's affairs. He did mention Biden's infrastructure and investment plan for the region, PGII.
The president's very excited about this. This is a real landmark effort as part of PGI and helping lower middle-income countries find sustainable investments in their infrastructure that can not only create jobs but also open up economic opportunities, in this case, all across that southern part of sub-Saharan Africa. So it's very exciting, and we're gonna keep pushing forward with it.
Analysts say the corridor's success depends on lasting peace in Congo, which votes next month in a contest between the incumbent and a leader of the southern state that will host the corridor. But China may also have a role to play.
There's going to be a need to cooperate while also compete with China in order to make the Lobito Corridor a success. And I think that's sort of what's happening behind the scenes with China. You know, the Lobito Corridor is both competition and to some extent is going to probably be cooperation.
VOA asked what Biden wanted to communicate to Lourenço about criticism of his human rights record.
We never shy away from talking about human rights. The president routinely brings that up.
Lourenço stopped for less than a minute with the gathered press before he left the White House. The meeting, he said, went better than expected. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
We were seeing there a report by Anita Powell of the president of the U.S., Joe Biden, having a meeting with the president of Angola and African Union's top envoy, João Lourenço, who's visiting in Washington. Meanwhile, the Department of Home Affairs in South Africa, which had announced the termination of permits for 178,000 Zimbabweans, has today announced an extension of those permits for 2 more years until 2025. This has come at a time, a relief for those Zimbabweans who were now waiting for the courts to decide their fate after the Helen Suzman Foundation challenged the termination. Under this extension, Zimbabweans will be entitled to apply for new exemption permits and register all their children born in South Africa. Back to our main topic. Ngubane Sithole, one of the lawyers representing Sengezo Shabangu in court, told reporters in Harare today that they welcome the ruling from the Supreme Court, which came out in their favor.
The appellant's application for an appeal has been dismissed because it was fatally defective.
How was it fatally defective?
Sorry?
How was it fatally defective?
Well, there's a format upon which these applications are done in terms of the rule. This particular application, Rule 37, subsection 2 of the Supreme Court was operable, has been dismissed. There were two notices of appeal that were filed. And in those notices of appeal, either one becomes an appellant and the others become a respondent. And that's how they failed to comply with this particular case.
That there was lawyer Ngubane Sithole, one of the lawyers representing Mr. Sengezo Shabangu. And for now, we go to the lawyer representing the CCC, Amanda Ndlovu, who was castigating the move made by the Supreme Court. Let's hear what she had to say.
I was representing one class of the appellants, which are the senators. So I'll try my best to summarize and simplify what's taken place today. So before the Supreme Court was two notices of appeal, one on behalf of the first set of members of parliament who were recalled from the triples from parliament, and then the second appeal related to the senators who were also recalled in the same time period. So this is the very first bunch of recalled members who were recalled. So in these appeals, because they were filed separately, the senators were not included in the members of parliament appeal. The members of parliament were not included in the senators' appeal. However, the matters were consolidated for the purposes of hearing. Myself and advocate Thabani Mbofu were representing the appellants. A point was raised, so it's a technical point. That, and when I say it's a technical point, it means it has nothing to do with the substance of the matter. It has to do with the paperwork, the technicalities. The point is raised to say that because you excluded my clients from Advocate Mpofu's case, then the appeals are fatally defective. It was an unprecedented point in the sense that there's not any authorities to say that that is a fatally defective issue. However, the courts found that even though all the appellants were before the court, they found that the notices were fatally defective, such that those notices were struck off the roll. So what that means, it says go and correct that defect, and the appellants still have an opportunity to then refile those appeals in a manner that complies with this issue that has been raised.
That there was CCC lawyer Amanda Ndlovu in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world. and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And you can also find us on our website. And today we are discussing about the court case filed by 14 lawmakers of the CCC, which was dismissed on a technicality by the Supreme Court today. And to discuss the issue, we're joined by Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF via Skype and Tawanda Jokora of the CCC. We'll also be trying to get Mr. Albert Mhlanga, who is Sevenzo Shabangu's camp. Welcome to Life Talk, Mr. Mabaza.
Welcome, Marv, and welcome, Zimbabwe.
We're seeing a lot coming out from the courts. We saw a court in which 14 CCC lawmakers were trying to get, one of the rulings that were ruled for them to be expelled from Parliament overturned, but we saw them losing out today. What's your take?
It's actually a good sign to see that the CCC members who went to court today, they did not follow simple instructions. They did not follow the simple procedure. They missed out on a technicality basis, which means that by doing so, the rules have been put there for a reason, and they followed. So the court had no choice but to set aside the case until the anomaly has been sorted. In other words, CCC, we cannot say they've lost the case. We simply say they've been asked to re-engage and come back to court if they wish to do so. Probably if they do so, then the case can be heard. So in short, what has happened today, Marv, is that the court did not look into the facts of the matter. They did not look into the case, into the defense. They did not discuss the whole case at large. They only talked about the peripheral issues. They only talked about the road to the case. They have to be away, and that procedure has been missed. What surprised me most is that CCC leadership is full of lawyers. How do they miss such a very common, silly mistake? Advocate Thabani Mpofu is a very good lawyer per se. And how could he miss such things, including Madame Dlovu, the lawyer for the senator? So it simply means CCC is not disorganized to an extent that the disorganization goes to their court cases. And they're wasting time, and they're wasting the time of the courts, and they're wasting the time of the people of Zimbabwe who want this case to come to an end and sort it as soon as possible.
Thank you there. Moving over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the CCC. What's your take on what we saw happening in court today? And you've just heard Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF saying, defending what happened today.
Thank you, Marvelous. Just like Madam Dlovu, one of our lawyers said that she was disappointed with the judgment. We are also disappointed. I'm personally disappointed because of all these shenanigans that are going on. We shouldn't be doing what we are doing. This case is a very simple case. Shabangu is not a CCC member. Neither is he a leader in CCC. You'd never have seen this in any country. You'd not see this if there was rule of law in Zimbabwe. And this case should have been dismissed on the very day it was filed in court. But unfortunately, we know that the playing field is not level. We are competing, or we are being presided over by judges that are being given a lot of money. Remember, they were given $400,000 last year. They are being given farms. They are being given trinkets. ZANU-PF is buying our men of the law. And at the end of the day, they just end up giving skewed judges. This case should never have seen the light of day in the first place because it is a clear case that Tabangu is not one of us. How do you just take someone who comes from Norway and we see the Speaker of Parliament accepting that this person is Secretary General from Norway? There is no written letter. There is nothing. Someone just comes and says, I'm now the Secretary General of a party. It doesn't happen anywhere else. It only happens in Zimbabwe, where we have a banana republic, where we have no law. There are two sets of laws, one law for the CCC, one law for the people in ZANU-PF. Those in CCC are treated differently from those in ZANU-PF. So it is very disappointing, and I hope even when the papers are resubmitted, the judges will come to their senses and do what is right by the people of Zimbabwe. We do not know Tabangu. Tabangu is not one of us, and he has no right at all to be withdrawing anyone or recalling anyone.
Mm-hmm. Zvamira zvakadaro vazhinji vamwe vari kuona pano paFacebook paVOA Shona nemamwe mapage edu vari kubvunza ivo kuti saka zvamira zvakadai muchaita sei sebato reCCC.
Kana zvanzi tidzokere kutinogadzirisa zvinoda kugadziriswa, tinongoita saizvozvo nekuti tiri musangano wemitemo, tiri musangano unorespecta mitemo, saka tichagadziriswa kana zvichidzosera. Vodzokera kumataredzi mhosva iwayo toona kuti zvinenge zvakamira sei.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Mr. Mavaza, a lot of people have been pointing fingers at your party, ZANU-PF, saying that you have a hand in what is going on with Mr. Sengezo Shabangu and his challenge of, trying to fire some of these lawmakers and going to court and just frustrating the whole governance of Zimbabwe.
To start with, Mav, it's actually shocking and surprising that anybody would seek to apportion blame to ZANU-PF for the strategic ambiguity which is taking place in the ambiguous, distorted, and disorganized party of CCC. ZANU-PF has nothing to do with this. We are all aware that Sengezo Shabangu is actually a member of CCC, and the court found that, and we have got judicial notice of that point. And secondly, we are all aware that Sengezo Shabangu is spokesperson, is advocate Kutrapulu, who is actually the spokesperson of Mr. Biti, the vice president of CCC. Again, Kutrapulu is in himself the vice president of PDP, the party which Biti was leading, which came to join MDC, which has later became CCC. So if you see that the actions of Shabangu are supported by the vice presidents of CCC and a number of CCC members, many people in the areas where these 14 and others were recalled are actually excited that something has happened and at least action is taken. ZANU-PF has no power in whatever is happening in CCC. It has no influence. It has no involvement. We do not in any case waste time dealing with these people. What is happening in CCC now is exactly what we've been telling them from the beginning, that you cannot run a party without a constitution. This natural disorganization, which has been shown clearly by Chamisa, is actually came back to hit them in the face. And as they scream today, we can tell you, myself, speaking for myself as a Zimbabwean, when I look at Shabangu, I see him as the only voice of reason in CCC. And again, one thing Dokora must understand, and all the other confused CCC members, is that why do we look like we emotionally supporting Shabangu? Yes, an enemy of your enemy is your friend. And therefore, if whatever Shabangu does, the first thing, he is restoring democracy in CCC, and which is good for the country, because if we have a democratic opposition party, we then have democracy in the whole country. And again, furthermore, when we look at this point, The court has made a ruling. This has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. We do not control the court. What Jokora had raised to say judges were given money. Judges were not given money. Judges got their benefit. It is a benefit which is meant for a judge, for a magistrate, for a civil servant, when they're given monies to buy houses. It is a duty of a government to house and accommodate your judges and your workers. We cannot have judges who are renting. So when they were offered help in getting accommodation, that was not a bribe in any way. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we will be surprised in conclusion, Mars, to say we must not give judges salaries because it can be viewed as a bribe. It is unreasonable submissions made by Sekou Jokora, which I'd never heard before. I hope he is still in sober senses and sane and normal.
Thank you very much there. Mr. Jokora, you're hearing what Mr. Mavaza is saying. And also, we are trying to get Mr. Ngobani Sithole to come onto the program so we can hear, you know, how far they're willing to go with this case. So, you know, a lot of people are writing here that why can't Mr. Chamisa just fire Shabangu?
Good question.
We can't fire him because he's not one of us. How do you fire a person who is not your member, who is not part of you? But I'm just, happy that Dr. Mavaza has come out in the open and declared their relationship, ZANU-PF's relationship with Shabangu. He clearly said that they work with him, they support him, but he should actually have gone further and said, we created Shabangu because he is there. He was created by ZANU-PF. We know the shenanigans. They have a budget of $6 million. We all saw it. It was there in the newspapers. That was given to everyone, you know, anyone who wanted, who could come up and say, I'm going to help you destroy the opposition. That budget was there. Even here in America, in the United Kingdom, we know that they have their own little Shabangus that are causing problems, that are causing havoc, trying to destroy the people's movement. But I can tell you, the people's movement can never be destroyed. The judges, the people, they can be given money, they can give fast money so that they come and destroy the people's movement. But we will not be destroyed. The people are resolute. We'll keep fighting. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF have money to give to the judges. He's saying here, it was a bonus. What kind of a bonus amounts to $400,000 in a country that is, suffering the way we are suffering, when people have no medication, when the roads are in the manner that they are right now, and you give a judge $480,000, you give him a farm, you give him a house when he already has a house, and you say it's a part of their benefit. You can have all the money. But the good thing is President Nelson Chamisa, who is the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, is the people of Zimbabwe. And I am telling you, you know, it doesn't take a day or two. One day is enough. The people of Zimbabwe are going to draw the line and say enough is enough. And ZANU-PF will be no more. It takes only a day. From 17 November, people walked in the streets. And Mugabe was gone. That's what's going to happen again. The people of Zimbabwe are going to do it. It's coming, and ZANU-PF knows that. Those are the people who are going to do it. They are going to do it. They are going to do it. They are going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Vajokora pana Fredson Sithole ari kunyora pa VOA Shona kuti ko VCCC vadi vambopinda muvanhu vanzwe dzimwe pfungwa.
Ndozviri kutoitika izvozvi. Mungaona marali ari kuitwa kuchitungidza, kunenge kuine rali kumabhuku, kunenge kuine rali kwamutare maikoro vanenge vachiadresa kwese President Chamisa patakaita leadership meeting yedu yeCNA, Citizen National Assembly. Ana amavaza vanenge vachiva pano vachitaura kuti TPC haina leadership structure, haina maleaders, ine vanhu vairi, ine vanhu vatatu. Tagara tichisangana, CNA yedu ichisangana, even before my elections. Vasvika ikoko vakawirirana kuti takuenda kuvanhu, tinotaura nevanhu. vachinzwa kuti vanhu vari kuti chii saka ndozviri kutoitika izvozvi process iri kutotaurwa iyoyo iri kutoitika kwese kwese throughout the country saka vanhu vachataura ndosaka ndataura kuti vanhu vachanyora pasi vachataura kuti enough is enough zviri kubva kuvanhu ndozvichatandiswa naPresident Tamisa kuti vagadzirise dambudziko riri muZimbabwe dambudziko radambudzo raEmerson Mnangagwa adai kutambudza vana veZimbabwe rinopera.
Over to you, Mr. Mavasa. There is Shepherd Bangano, who's one of our followers here again on VOA Shona. Anyorane Shona, hanzi vamunangagwa vari kuda two-thirds majority muparamende. Icho kwa dereji?
Iri torinonzi shura rakabhoiriswa kunongerwa tsono nebofu. Hakuna zvakadaro. Kana vamunangagwa vachida two-thirds majority, tagara tinoida munhu wese anoda kuva nemajority muparamende. Asi hatiiwani nekushandisa kusarongeka kwetriple three. Vamunangagwa hatina chikonzero tinotishadzisa kutonga tisina two-thirds majority. Nyika inofamba kutonga tiri kutonga neuwandu hatinahwo ihwohwo. Asi kana tichinge tapiwa mamwe maseats nekusarongeka kwetriple three, tinotambira nemaoko maviri kuti nyika yeZimbabwe ienderere. Kuda kuti vanhu vazive kuti musanyeberwe navadzokorava hakuna CNA iri kuenderera mberi kutriple C nekuti hakutori navanhu vacho iko zvinoizvo vanhu vakapatana nepakati kune mhomho iri kutevera Chabangu kune tumwe tumhomho tiri kutevera iye Chamisa navadzokora kune vamwewo vari kutevera vanxube vamwe vari kutevera vadii rangova jake njake kutamba kwebofu hakuchisina chakarurama mubato retriple C vangoratidza kuti aiwa mwari vakapindira dai triple C yakahwina maelections dai nyika yedu yatotsemurwa nepakati chato nenyika dzokora chanhatu kana nhanhatu munyika imwe chete saka hakuna zvine musoro zviri kubuda chino chichabudapo hapana kunze kwekungodzongonyodza nekungokanganisa nyika yeZimbabwe vana veZimbabwe vakavhotera ZANUPF iko zvino chandingangotaura sisimazvo kuti muone kusarongeka kwetriple C varuza kesi yavo kukoti dai vanga vari vanhu vanoda kuenderera mberi vanoda kutive nemademocratic election chavaifanirwa kuita kana mangwana chaida vaifunga zvino havafunge ndotovapa advise mahara kwaitova kunoaplya nekukumbira zivo kuti chikomisai maelections emusi wa9 kusvika nyaya yedu yabuda mudare asi havasi kuzvifunga izvozvo hakusi kuti havazivi mune magweta akawanda mubato iri asi pfungwa chaidzo hapana zvinoremera vatenzi kuita musoro mukuru usina chiriuka.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Thank you, Mr. Mavaza. Regai tipe vadzokora kuti vachivharisa takusvika kumagumo vadzokora. Your last word.
Ndinotoshamisana Mavaza ava vari kupembedza ng'anga iri kubata mai ndosheya kuti havasi kuzviona sei kuti vamunangagwa vari kuda kutogadzira dinasi yavo izvozvi vanga vasingafanirwa kuenda pa-third term vari kutsvaga two-thirds majority kuti vachinje constitution yeZimbabwe vawane two-thirds majority vapinda ipapo vanenge vagadzira hwaro hwekuti mwana wavo kana kuti munin'ina wavo azopinda atange aitowo president vanhu veZANUPF vachizviona izvozvo saka isu vana veZimbabwe ticharamba takamira hatisi kuda one party state muZimbabwe kuda kuti vamunangagwa vaite third term tirikuda
nyikaisa
vanoziva ugaro hwevanhu.
Thank you there, Mr. Zokora. Thank you, Mr. Zokora of Triple C and also Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. Yeah.